Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a podcast named Tim, a father and son movie review podcast. Each week we talk about a couple different movies. This week we're in for some Fright Night scares, if you will, a little October Halloween action as we talk about Malignant and The Cleaning Lady. That's The Cleaning Lady from 2018. I believe there was another one in 2021. Unrelated. So those are our movies for the week. We're available everywhere podcasts are. Please leave your rating and review on your audio platform of choice. And of course, check us out on YouTube where we have a video version of the podcast and other wonderful things all up on there. Podcastnamedtim.com or on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, podcastnamedtim. That's, I think, all I got. I'm Zach. Dad, how are you today, good sir?
Fantastic. Just a bit thrown off by the time.
Yeah, we're recording at a really weird time today, but on a different day at a different time, but same quality entertainment.
It's my nap time, so I can't promise that.
Oh, okay. Well, I will carry us. I am riding high, bought a car, and you can't out-negotiate me. It just can't happen.
So you didn't have putty?
Yeah, did not have putty. Didn't need it. All taken care of.
That's good. I won't do that. That's Amy's job. Last car we bought a couple years ago. Nope, didn't even see it until she brought it home. Had nothing to do with it.
This is the first actual car I've ever purchased. Because I had a hand-me-down. I bought a family member's car. And this is it. This is my first, like, go and do the thing, took care of business.
So. I'm not good with that whole negotiation thing.
Well, I figured out the tactic, which, and you should know this, you did sales. I noticed that they just like to keep throwing different numbers at you throughout the process. And so I decided I was going to do the same thing. So I was negotiating on made-up numbers that didn't exist.
That works.
And they were much lower than the other ones. And then I kept being befuddled that they couldn't meet those numbers.
Hmm.
And then...
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense sometimes.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But I also made sure to watch, because I made the initial request to, you know, they offered me a monthly payment and I came down a little bit and I said, what about this number? But I gave them a number so I could watch and see how long he was going to take with the manager, because I would know at that point how much further I could go down. And it was a very quick conversation. So I said, oh, that means there's lots of wiggle room here.
Usually they won't let you go down after you said something.
Oh,
that whole, hey, I met what you wanted.
Oh, yeah, they gave me that. I was like, well, I can't do it. Oh, I kept telling them I could meet a number. And then 5 minutes later, it was too much money. I can't afford that. Who told you I could afford that?
Yeah. I'm not good with that whole number changing thing, because I don't like to be told something and then they disappear into that back room and have their coffee and laugh at you and then come back with...
Oh, I saw him. I was watching him the whole time. He had a big smile on his face. That's why I knew I could go down. I had to give them something so I could see where my barometer was.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I just kept making up numbers.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, other than fun things like this, what you been watching? I haven't been watching anything of importance. Other than I did watch some of Queen of Blood. I did not finish it, so I don't have any comments on it yet.
What did I watch? I watched a documentary this morning.
Yeah?
Apparently, Texas has just always been crooked.
I think that's just because humans live there.
Yeah, so they,
problem number one.
A little shady on the executing people when they are innocent, but I'm just all my regular stuff. You know, I did watch some. What did I watch? I know I watched a movie.
Well, I guess you need to give me your report, because I think we kind of talked about it. Squid Games. Everyone keeps talking about Squid Games. What's up?
Squid Games is fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. Okay. I enjoyed it all the way through. I'm a little skeptical about a second season.
Okay.
I don't need a second season. I'm fine with what I got. I don't think it could even match this one, because the revelations of what's going on comes really early, but it's still a nice ride through it. But I don't know if we could do it again. But okay. it was a really fun show.
Okay.
Devin's watching it now.
I'm probably gonna do it when I get back. I have a work trip when I get back. I'm probably gonna do it.
And a message from him the other day going, "Thanks for mentioning Squid Games. Now I'm addicted."
Nice.
Yeah, it's going crazy. I know they've been on the talk shows now, and there's merchandise. You can buy merchandise. And
I saw there's like, I guess there's like some kind of white sneaker they're wearing in the film.
Yeah, kind of blame.
Well, apparently the sales for that have gone up like 7,000-fold or something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I know I watched a newer movie. I just can't remember what the heck it was. Oh, I know what it was. The Sopranos. The mini Saints of
New
Jersey. Or, yeah.
Of Newark?
Newark, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it was this. I don't know. It was pretty boring.
Okay.
Kind of slow. Is that spinning into a show?
I have no idea.
I introduced a whole set of characters that weren't attached to the original, and they kind of gave you a little scene at the end that made you think that maybe they were going to explore their story.
Maybe
it was an African American guy and his connection. What's his name? Junior Odom. Junior.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't enough about Tony as far as I was concerned.
Tony.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to see more of his. You know, he was stuck in there, and they showed a few things about him. I mean, he had a guy playing Paulie, and had a guy playing Sal. And I don't know. It was all right.
Was Big Pussy in the film?
Big Pussy was in the film.
Yeah,
absolutely. But yeah, just Amy was completely bored. She's like, "This is just not my Sopranos." I was like, "Yeah, it's." I give it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
And I don't mean the best part was when it was going off the ending credits, but that was my favorite part because they started playing the original theme from.
Okay.
It was like, oh, there we go. That's the Sopranos. And I knew they weren't good. I mean, you know, it couldn't be the Sopranos. I get it.
Yeah.
But it could have still been the kind of same formula, and I don't think it was.
Cool.
Had to be. And Ray Liotta was. He played a dual character in it, and his character, one of the characters wasn't in it very long, and he was actually the one that was kind of exciting. He was kind of in it a short time, and then he played his twin brother who was just in prison, and he didn't really do very much. I mean, he did Ray Liotta. He was fantastic, but I needed, you know, more of him.
Ray Liotta does Ray Liotta.
He does. He does it like no other, but yeah, it was kind of meh.
Okay.
And then everything else is just all the regular shows have started back. So I'm watching all of that stuff, Survivor and, you know, all those kind of things.
Well, I'm excited. I'm ready to talk about these movies. I actually think there's a lot to unpack here and I have a lot of thoughts about this week.
That's good.
And I'm still digesting some things. I literally just got done watching The Clean Lady.
That's good. Man, I've been 2 weeks away, so
yeah. So we're gonna start with Malignant, since that is the currently in theaters and all that other nonsense in HBO Max. But before we get into that, let's take a quick moment to pause and hear a word from our sponsor. So Malignant came out in 2021, just a few weeks ago. R rating, 1 hour and 51 minute runtime. This was your recommendation for the week. Has a 6.3 on IMDb, a, what is the tomato meter score? 76 on tomato meter and a 52 from the audience score. Basically, it tells the story of a woman who is having visions about people being murdered, and those people actually happen to be murdered. And we have to find out what's happening, what's causing all this. It is, of course, written and directed by James Wan, famous for The Conjuring Universes and Saw and Aquaman, which we reviewed in the show. I thought this was good, with a lot of caveats to that. And it's a movie that I think I need to talk to you more about before I can fully give you my opinion. We have to go into spoilers for this movie. So if you haven't seen it, it is what it is. But there is a conjoined twin situation in this film where we find out that her other twin, who was evil, has been cut away. They were connected at the brain back to back. The bad one has been cut away, and the rest of him and his brain has been pushed into her brain. And so he is activating every now and then to control her and commit these murders. So that's why she is seeing them happen. What did you think of Malignant?
Going from the trailer, I would have said I didn't like it, because I didn't think the trailer was cut very well.
This is a hard movie to promote.
Yes. I think this is true. Yeah, it's because you couldn't give away anything. Yeah, I'm not saying they did the wrong thing. I just think that maybe it should have been a simpler trailer. They tried to make it look like it was more of these modern kind of horror movies, and it actually seemed like more of a 80s type horror movie, like Tooth Fairy. What was that one? What was that one called?
Darkest Falls?
Yeah, it just kind of had that kind of. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't think Amy and Alex really liked it very much, but I mean, I when it was done, it was like, okay, that was kind of fun. It was a little campy at parts, but I don't know how you would make that situation not be. I don't know. It was really weird. It just left me kind of, what did I just watch?
So I watched a lot of reviews from people who talked about this film. There were two big debates that everyone was having. The first one was it intentionally campy, or did it just happen to be campy? Because that kind
I
of...
I don't think it was intentional.
That was the one of the big debates people were having.
Yeah, I didn't catch it as being intentional. That was kind of my problem with it.
Yeah. One of the other things, I guess there's a movie called Basket Case from 1982,
I was about to say that,
which apparently is very similar in plot. So people talked about that. My thing was, it felt like you said, sometimes it felt like an 80s movie. It really felt like an early 2000s horror film, like The Ring and Darkness Falls and that era of horror films. But then it was shot with all these like modern techniques of horror film.
Right.
So it kind of had this weird connection with where it was trying to be. Like when they had the opening shot of that asylum, and it was so campy, because that was the part where people were talking about how it was obviously campy. The acting was over the top and bad.
Yeah.
And they're like, he had to have done this on purpose, right? Is what they were saying. And I was like, I don't know. And it looked like a Tim Burton film at that point. That asylum looked like Tim Burton's Gotham.
Right.
And
I said when it was coming on, is this Gotham?
Yeah.
Arkham?
Yeah. I liked the look of the movie. I thought it was shot well and all that. I don't know if I liked the big fight scene, because it definitely is. I mean, at that point, it kind of jumped the shark in some respects. Because I didn't understand the villain. Like, I get having them connected, but I didn't get why we needed the whole electric, controlling electric things, and being John Wick kung fu level.
Right.
Like, I didn't understand why we needed all that. In addition to...
it definitely had an identity crisis.
Yeah.
This movie did.
But someone, like someone said, they said, you know, this is WB telling James Wan, thank you for the $1 billion from Aquaman, make whatever you want. And so I appreciate it from that perspective, that it does feel like this big budget B movie in some respects. Like, it feels like James Wan said, I like horror movies and I like making them, but I want to make, play in that B movie universe, that schlock universe, with my style. And what did you think of the reveal?
I mean, it was,
it was telegraphed. I mean,
yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like you should have known something with the whole bleeding from the head and the, but I didn't quite see that it was gonna, I didn't quite catch that it was gonna actually, you know, be something up under his skull.
No, I thought it was just gonna be the typical, you know, it grew to its own person thing.
Right. It was a little weird.
Did you like the design? I love the design of Gabriel when he was on her back.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
That was good.
Someone kept calling him Qualia, the one from Total Recall. What's the guy on the belly?
Oh, I forgot his name.
Someone kept calling him that.
Just, okay, I can see why.
Yeah. I liked that design. I liked... there's like a couple really good scenes. I liked some of the stuff when they were doing some of the electrical stuff. I liked it when she was a kid and she was, you know, on the phone. No, I'm not going to hurt the baby. Right. Like, that was all really good.
Yeah.
But yeah. then you just had like this, like, other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it was definitely mixed up.
It's worth watching, and it's worth, yeah, mainly because it's worth talking about.
Yeah.
Like, it's just different.
Right.
And I guess at the, we have to talk about the ending. Did she actually lock him away, or did he make her think? Was it an Inception level? Like, I'm going to make you think you locked me away. Because you had the light at the end, Buzz.
Assuming it's coming back, so.
I guess.
I mean, we're going to have a Malignant too, right?
Well, I heard... Someone was saying that apparently when they were doing test audience stuff, like, it did not go over well. Which I could see. Yeah. I mean, this is a very... Ken loved it?
Stephen King.
Oh, Stephen King. Well, he doesn't always talk about
it. I didn't say it was a good thing. I just said Stephen King has called it fun, I believe he called it.
It was fun. That was the thing. It wasn't scary. It was like fun. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But
again, as Amy keeps pointing out, when we're watching all these horror movies now, we're watching them at home. And horror movies are just better in the theater.
Some. I think things
besides like Strangers.
Yeah, The Strangers, yeah.
Strangers when you're in your house is not cool.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. When I get into that conversation, I've had no more problems with my Alexa.
Yeah,
just some of these movies really, I don't know, just because you kind of feed off of the audience too.
Yeah,
it's not just you sitting here. With the, you know, we try to dim the lights down and try to, you know, got a decent size screen. Like, you know, we can see everything. It seems like a little bit of a theater, but just not quite the same. But, yeah, I don't know. So this one might have been helped in the theater a little bit. I don't know what they're going to do with a sequel, but I'm pretty sure it'll have one.
I did forget to mention that was one other really great scene that I enjoyed. I liked the reveal of all of the cops being in the cell with her and them being the people.
That was kind of weird.
I liked that.
I almost didn't get it. It's like, huh? But okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of a weird movie because it had a very like Dream Warriors aspect to it. Like, we're fighting over the brain and you can incept them and can.
Right.
And I thought that they were going to lean more into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's just too many ways this thing could have gone and they just kind of were all over the place.
So. Yeah, it's. It was, gosh, what a weird, just what a weird movie. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
its own style, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely had its own thing going on, but it just, the those credit sequences at the opening film, I was just like, oh my God, this is a 2000 movie. And then when you saw that first black glimpse, I thought it kind of had that look of, oh, another long-haired, black-haired person crawling around. I was like, all right, here we go again.
Bray Wyatt crawl.
Yeah, I was like, all right, here we go.
The Grudge and all those.
We forgot to mention something. The Seattle Underground. That is really cool. That's a real thing. Did you look that up?
I did not. It was kind of cool, kind of creepy, kind of weird.
Not so really that's
going underground. So
they should have used that more.
Yes, I think some stuff should have. Yeah, they definitely.
Because apparently, yeah, like 18 something something. I don't know. Some point back in the day, Seattle burned to the ground, and then they basically raised the city like a floor or two, and then just built on top.
Built on top of it. Yeah.
And so there's you can just go there, do tourist stuff. Apparently you can go and see the old burned down city. And I was like, I did not know that happened.
No, I didn't either.
But okay. So it's very like a Demolition Man situation.
That's what I was
great quake.
I was thinking. Yep.
Museum
of Cure was right in my, I was like, oh, that's like the museum and Demolition Man. Yep.
But yeah, so I had never heard of that as being a thing. So that was cool to learn about.
I just wanted to know how a city burned down when it rains 99% of the time.
Valid point.
I don't think it's always a hard rain. It's just always kind of drizzly. But, you know.
But yeah, I just... It was such... When it got done, I was just processing so many things. Because it's just like... I was like, it's not bad, like you said. There's a lot to work with here, but I couldn't tell if it was supposed to be bad because of those.
The perfect opportunity.
Yes.
To have a sequel that's better than the original.
We've
got the backstory now, so we don't have to do any of that mess. We can get around the campiness now and just go straight into.
What would you do with a sequel?
I have no idea.
I think I heard someone pitch someone on an idea, which is that she ends up in a sane asylum and she has to basically open her mind back up to let him take over to get out.
They got her in like kind of a Man in the Iron Mask kind of thing.
Yeah.
But just the back is covered.
Yeah.
No.
Why did he? How did he know kung fu?
Same reason vampires learn kung fu for Blade.
Well, they have a long time to learn. I just didn't understand how brain tissue learned the backwards kung fu.
Yeah, very very talented. I don't have a good answer for you or a clever answer for you. So
yes. Maybe she's in the Matrix.
That's funny you said the John Wick because that. Alex kept saying, if I wanted to watch John Wick, I'd just watch John.
It's just, it was weird. So, I think this would be, I'm never going to watch it again. But I do think it would probably be better on a second viewing, because then you can kind of watch all the stuff. I'm sure there's a lot of little hidden things as far as...
I might actually try it again, to do that.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's things about who's in control when and all that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go ahead and hippity hop to our next film, The Cleaning Lady from 2018. This was my selection for the week. It is directed by Joe Knuts. Knuts? I don't know. Is that a silent K? Anyway, him and Alexis Kindra did the screenplay. It also stars both of them. Believe, and Rachel, Allie G? I'm going to say her name.
Yeah, I think so.
Allie G?
Why not?
It tells the story of a woman who has a sex addict, I guess, love addict. She picks wrong men, and she ends up hiring a cleaning lady who ain't what she seems, and things go awry. What did you think of The Cleaning Lady? Oh, wait, I should say hour and 30-minute runtime, not rated, 5.5 on IMDb, 67 on the tomato meter, and 48 from the audience. What did you think of The Cleaning Lady?
Not much. If I wanted to watch Single White Female, I'd just watch Single White Female. I don't know. It just never really...
It was slow.
It was slow, and I just wanted her to get on with things, and yeah. I don't know. It was just kind of there.
I think it missed two very big opportunities to enhance itself, and they're both in writing. One is, obviously, the main crux of the story is, you know, sex is a very powerful thing, and people use it and abuse it and all that good stuff. You obviously had the sex addict woman or love addict woman, and you had a mom pimping out her daughter and her relationship with what she thought about what sex was.
Right.
So you had these two characters who that was the driving force about the film. Two things. One, the Burns. She should have done it to herself. I thought she purposely effed up her face so that her mom couldn't pimp her out anymore. When I saw the burns and I saw where it was going, I thought she was going to do it to herself and to cause that.
Okay.
I thought that would have enhanced her as a character.
Definitely.
Second, and this is leading into the same thing, and the cover, she made a copy of the woman's face. She made that plastic face and, you know, sat in the tub like she wanted to be her.
Right.
We needed more of her with the mask on and more of her tormenting and sexually messing with the man in the mask.
Yeah.
Those were the two things we needed, I think, to make the movie better.
But I don't think it would have saved it.
I gave it a 6 out of 10. I think that really would have helped. The pacing was bad. It was slow. And I think that would have helped with the payoff. If you're going to have this slow, kind of like Hereditary, which I know we both didn't really care for, that had that super slow burn, but you were supposed to get that big payoff at the end. If I would have had her walking around in that mask, seducing and hunting them down a little bit more with a little bit more slasher edge to it, I think it would have helped a lot. But the movie had an issue with buy-in, which is, we talked about this before, we need characters that make legitimate decisions.
Right.
No one in their right mind would have hired this woman, not because of the way she looks, but because of the way she acted. No one would have said, hey, you look like someone nice. Let me hire you on the spot. And I'm going to fall asleep with you in my house. And you can stay the night. Just all those decisions just didn't make any sense and were took you out of the movie.
I feel like Amy would do this.
Do what?
Take in somebody like this. I really do.
I couldn't buy into that. I was like, no one's, who's hiring this person?
This is all about lost causes. I mean,
I was surprised they only used the mask in one scene. It's on the poster.
That you're right. That definitely should have come into it. It should have been more of a slow, torturing, leading up torture, not just a little play with her mind a little more
than just
going straight for the attack and taking her out. Yeah, there should have been some question. I mean, we would have known, but there should have been a time where the woman was questioning her motives and what have I done? Have I really? It was too quick to go, oh, I probably shouldn't have done this to this lady.
Well, and it was, given her background on what had happened to her as a kid, which was obviously super fucked up, to me, I thought her position as a villain should have been, I'm now going to use sex as a weapon,
right,
and to and sexuality to dominate people, instead of being very just, don't do any sex, sex bad. I get what they were going for. They were going for, she still wants to be an innocent child, and this is a doll. But I don't know. I think because the other character's story was so much about how sex was controlling her, if you would have had this villain where she had been the dominant force in that relationship in that regard, it would have worked a lot more.
Yes. I agree with that.
That was my big thing. It would have made them opposites.
Again, I'm not so sure it would have saved it, but definitely would have been better.
Well, and back to Malignant, that did not need to be an hour and 51 minutes.
No.
You could have cut some time out of that.
Speaking of that, did you see Netflix new, you know, how they have the line of movies, you know, like horror movies and all this line? They have one now that says hour and 30 minute movies.
Thank God.
I was like, there we go.
They made it. They made something perfectly for
That's
us.
That's what I thought. I thought, all right, there we go. Yeah, I just saw it this morning when I was looking for something to watch. Hour and 30 minute movies.
So you don't think this movie is worth a viewing for anyone?
No. No. Just watch Single White Female and move on. Okay. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I'm not.
Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh, and it's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. No, I guess important question.
Yeah.
That I kept debating back and forth and I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Was he going to take her to Italy? Or was he just manipulating her?
Oh, manipulating her, absolutely.
Okay. I kind of, at first, I wanted to believe him. Like, yeah, he's gonna do it. And then as it went on, I was like, I don't think he's going to do it.
Nah, I don't think that was happening.
Okay.
I mean, could be wrong, but...
There was also like a weird choice at the end where like that old guy that showed up to help her with the gas.
Oh, yeah.
It just seemed like an unnecessary thing. Again, it could have been the girl. I don't know. It just... and I don't know if we got a satisfactory ending to the mom's arc. I mean, we knew she was captured and she had cut her out her tongue and stuff, but... we didn't see our main characters see that and find out about that.
True.
I mean, there was a lot of elements there. They needed to do more with what they set up. They set up the movie correctly. They didn't do the payoff correctly.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it, though.
I wouldn't watch it again. I still contend that poster was great, but it still violates my rule because, I mean... give me this mask on the poster. I want to see it more. It seemed like if you're going to feature it, it seems like it should be an integral part of the story.
Okay.
Sorry. And it was there.
No, it wasn't. It was maybe it was more, and they put it on the floor.
Maybe. And I should say this was based on a 2016 short film by them. They did a short version as well a couple years ago. So
yeah, I wonder how that would look. That might be better.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what they did with a very few minutes of time. So
what we're talking, like a 15 minute short, or
I'm sure we could check.
I saw that, but I didn't research it to see if it was available somewhere. Maybe on Prime.
I would imagine it's probably pretty hard to find. Let's see.
I wonder who saw it and gave them the green light.
It is 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And I don't think, I don't know if it's available anywhere. That'd be a lot of stuff. That'd be a lot to get convey in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, that'd be something interesting.
Let's try to find that.
It technically has a higher IMDb rating than the actual film.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So, all right. Well, I'm happy we picked both of these movies, because even though I wasn't completely sold on either one of them, they gave you a lot to chew on, which is all, you know, we asked for. Just give me something interesting.
Something.
Give me something to think about.
That's right.
Well, next week we said we were going to do zombie movies, I believe is what we said.
Yeah.
What zombie movie would you like to do? I have mine.
We're going to be watching on Tubi. I had to stay away from the other one that we won't mention ever again. Zombie Tidal Wave.
Zombie Tidal Wave. All right. Well, mine, I believe, is on Amazon Prime and Tubi. It is Zombies Have Fallen.
I think I saw that poster.
Got the Union Jack or whatever it's called.
That sounds very familiar. Yeah, yeah, it's got like a female zombie.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I did see that. Because I was assuming it was like the one of those other two movies, something as London Has Fallen and...
And I think it's...
Washington, D.C.?
The one's definitely London.
Yeah.
And that's the sequel to... Is it Washington? I don't know. They're Gerard Butler, right? They're both Gerard Butler movies, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Angel Has Fallen?
Oh, is that it? It's not even a place?
No, I guess... Well, I think the first one was Angel, and I think the second one was London. Okay. I think Angel was, like, the code name for the president in the movie.
I haven't seen either one.
They were okay. I saw the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have not.
Well...
Zombie Tidal Wave, which I believe is an hour and 20-some minutes.
I haven't checked on Zombie Has Fallen, but I doubt it is that Zombies Have Fallen, but I doubt it is that long.
Now, if you want to...
No. Oh, hour and 15 minutes, sir.
Check out the first thing that you were going to watch, which I definitely encourage you to scan through it sometime.
Okay.
Oh, it was called... and. I just couldn't do it to either one of us. It was something biker chicks versus demonic zombie babies.
Okay.
And the effects, you know, the T-Rex Ranch effects?
Yes.
They're better. It had these little weird looking things going across a bad green screen that was supposed to look like a baby. It was just not, like, oh, there's bad zombie movies, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
This didn't even look like a good student film. This was so bad. And it had all those story elements from Pinata, the Killer Pinata.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have to have the kids on the drugs and the fat kids.
Yeah,
and so it just threw all that mess in there for no reason and a bunch of potty humor for no reason. And then these ridiculous, it's like, nah, I can't do this. So, got a great set of tits in it, though, man.
Question for you.
Yes.
Have you seen the new Candyman film?
Not yet.
Okay, I was curious just to see, because I know, like, Candyman and Malignant, and I think there's one other, have kind of been the big horror movies of the year.
Seen Candyman yet.
Okay.
I probably will. I still want to see, I still haven't seen this Stories from Saul that...
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I think Chris Rock is in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember seeing about
that. Not Saul, but it's Stories from... I don't know. I'm not sure how it's... They promised you weren't getting any more Sauls after the last Saul, I guess, so now we have to come up with stories of Jigsaw's cousin or something.
I couldn't believe that. I guess I should have. I was surprised they made that many of those.
Made what?
That many.
I like Saw.
Oh, I like them. But I guess it's just weird because, I mean, if you think about it, in the 80s, it was slashers and you made all those.
Right.
And then we went to what, like, the more realistic, I guess, Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. And then we went to The Final Destinations.
Love those two.
And The Ring and all the actually, Malignant would have worked great as a South Korean film. Want to get one of those guys to take care of it that we've watched a lot of those movies from?
Yeah.
That would have been really good. But I can't think of the last like horror franchise. I guess the Insidious is that, and The Conjuring. That's kind of been the most modern, franchise.
Yep.
I think I've only seen one of those.
I've seen the first Conjuring. I liked it, but we haven't watched other ones.
Is that the one?
That's Annabelle too, right? Then that then go off into.
The I guess there's Annabelle too. Maybe. Is that the one where they have the nuns that also get possessed, or is that the last Exorcism of Emily Rose or whatever it is?
That I haven't seen.
I saw that because I remember there was a time period where they got back into all the possession became the big thing again.
Right.
Kind of after Paranormal Activity, they did a lot of possession movies, and I remember seeing that trailer where there was that shot where the two nuns turned around and they had the weird possessed eyes. And that was a big thing, but I couldn't remember what movie it was from.
Did I tell you, I mean, you know what I'm talking about with the paranormal
thing. Yes.
But did I tell you what I had to fight to not do that night? Man, I went out a couple times to go to the restroom at night, and I had to fight because I didn't really want to get divorced again. I had to fight to not stack the chairs up on the table. I almost did. And one of the times when I was going through there, Alex came in and I told him what had happened. And I sent him the video and he was like, oh, yeah. And I told him the next day, man, you should have told me. I would have done that. I was going to open up all the cabinets and put the chairs up on the table. And Amy would have went out there and, would have been in trouble.
And Rob.
It's just a time I have grown as a person. Because there is a time when I would have done that without even thinking about consequences.
That's right. Maturity comes with.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
Self-preservation.
So, okay. Well, that's... that's
is that maturity?
I think so. That's best right. We can ask for from the human race. Do you have any thoughts? I think we probably have at least one more week we can squeeze in before October is done on what the week after Zombie Week we would like to do.
Vampires, man.
Vampires? All right, we'll do some vampires.
It's always a good time for vampires.
Always. All right. I'll think of some.
Hotel Transylvania.
Hmm? Hotel, yeah. No Kung Fu vampires, real vampires.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna see if there's a foreign vampire movie.
Oh, I'm sure there's something.
Because they seem to do zombies and paranormal stuff and that. I don't know if there's any good vampire ones.
I would assume so.
I'm gonna research. I'm actually gonna send a message to my friend that lives in Korea and see if he can recommend one.
All right. I'm excited.
I'm trying to talk to him about Squid Games. I wonder if that's like a regular show. Was that like a show that came on their Netflix over there first, or was that something that was on their television?
I wanted
to kind of know what that was.
But. I have no idea, but I'm probably going to watch it, and I'm going to watch the new Dave Chappelle special.
Yeah, I heard that's a little controversial this morning.
It's Dave Chappelle.
We got some people at Netflix quitting over it. So, who knows? I'm not sure what he has said this time, but yeah. Definitely
going to
watch that this evening.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Well, we will be here next week to talk about zombies. See you all next time on a podcast named Tim. Goodbye.